WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. A much, much chillier day than it was yesterday. Yesterday we were sitting plus 40 degrees at this time. Foggy and rainy, but today it's dry, but it's a chilly 27. So at least in my experience leaving the house and driving here, the roads all seem to have dried out. So I didn't experience a lot of ice. I was actually worried about that last night. Is as the temperature was dropping, I said, well, gee, all the wetness that we had today, I hope it doesn't just create a big sheet of ice. Because I didn't go get salt. Apparently none of my neighbors are ever going to go get salt. None of the people in the building. So I figure today is probably a good day since it's not icy and the stores will probably be stocked up. I'm going to go grab a bag. Just be safe. I just think that, previously we had a big bucket of it and we took it for granted that it was always full and now somebody's got to fill it. So maybe it's my turn. So there's a lot that we can discuss today. It is our final show of the year. Tomorrow we are off. Thursday we are off. Friday we are off. So I know that upsets some of you, but I appreciate all the folks who have said, you know, we deserve the break. And so today, Chris McCarthy will be back, and Brian Thomas will be in again for Barry Richard. It's Barry's last vacation day of the year, well, outside of the days that we're taking off. So we'll have Brian on this afternoon, but not this evening. So that's just a little bit of a programming note there for you. There's a lot that we can discuss this morning. I put up an article yesterday about the closing of Tiki Port. And I had done a little bit more digging into the story. And apparently, I didn't realize this. They leased that restaurant from the airport, from the Hyannis Airport. And the lease is going up. So I wonder if there isn't a different restaurant, maybe a chain restaurant or something that wants to move into that space. They're looking for that. What do they call it? A paddock? They're looking for that spot right along INO Road. But I was thinking about this, like, who's left to go into Hyannis? They have pretty much everything. I was thinking that one company that may have an interest in it would be Sonic. Or if Burger King was looking to get closer or something along those lines, but I could see it be something along, something in the fast food realm as opposed to a sit-down restaurant. It would be a great spot for a Sonic because you have they're trying to redo that entire, the airport owns that entire airport plaza there across from the Cape Cod Mall. And they're trying to develop that overall because that's a ghost town. What used to have Kmart. And I don't even remember what else was in there. The only other store I can remember that was in that plaza was Heartland back in the late 80s, early 90s. Heartland, which was like a discount Purity Supreme in my recollection. So, you know, it was kind of like the Aldi of Purity Supreme. Heartland. All I remember ever getting there, I don't remember any of the food that we bought there. I remember going there and getting the Double Dare home game on clearance. and taking that home and playing it and realizing, like, no wonder nobody wanted to have this game. It's just a lot of pieces to lose, a lot of foam balls, a lot of rings for ring toss, things like that. So anyway, I don't think anybody remembers Heartland. Was there one around here? But that was the little bit more of information that I got on that story. There's also a very interesting story in the Standard Times. I don't know if it's in the paper, but it's online at southcoasttoday.com, in which New Bedford Police Chief Jason Thody gets in depth with Frank Mulligan about what his plan is for 2026 for improving the police department. And one of those, well, the big overarching theme of that is he's looking for more citizen involvement. He's looking for more resident involvement. And he knows that in order to do that, the police have to meet the people where they are. So he's not only looking for more neighborhood policing, but he's looking for keeping the same officers in these neighborhoods consistently so that they develop a rapport with the residents, which is, you know, just what people have been asking for years now. They've been asking to have police officers back in the neighborhoods. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be, you know, walking the beat. I'm sure they will. I'm sure that you'll see some of that happening. Just as a way to get out and introduce themselves to people, not necessarily because they're, you know, they're crime stopping on foot. They're not walking around because they're planning on having to chase down a criminal. They're doing it because it gets them out talking to people and part of that neighborhood and part of that community. So I think that can only pay good dividends. But it's a strategic game. I shouldn't say game, but it's a strategic formula in how to handle this, because, you know, you're down officers. The police force isn't large enough anyway to have this happening all over the city and do all the other work that the department does. So it's a matter of being able to juggle where to put those resources. But it's a good sign either way. That, you know, the chief seems to be listening to what it is that people are asking for. You know, the substation at the bus station has been helping. As he says in the article, they've been helping connect the people that hang around the bus station all day with resources. And so it seems like, you know, they definitely want you to let them know the issues that are going on, but that they are willing to be where you are as opposed to making you come to them. Because, listen, that plan was never going to work. The idea of, oh, if you have something you want to complain about or something that you want to report, you can call the anonymous tip line or you can come down to police headquarters. Like, no, that's not going to work. But if you can walk up to a police officer on your street or the next street over or down the block, if you can get to know that police officer, even better. And I don't know, maybe it's because I grew up from the time I was a teenager working at the diner, I interacted with almost all the police officers in town because they would all come in. We used to cook the prisoner meals. So in Wareham, they have a couple of holding cells in the police station. And they would give them two meals a day. Like, maybe sometimes it was three. It could have been three. I don't know. But they got a muffin and coffee in the morning. And they got a cheeseburger and fries and a Coke in the afternoon or dinner. And so they would call up and be like, I need four prisoner meals. And then an officer would come down and pick them up. And usually they'd come down and sit down and have a cup of coffee before they left, you know, because they're waiting for the meal. The police station was right down the street. So, you know, they're waiting for us to finish up cooking the burger or whatever. And so I got to know a lot of them. And so I always felt comfortable around them. Now, also, you know, I grew up a quiet kid. You know, I didn't cause a lot of trouble. I'm sure, as some of you will point out, I was also a white kid. So that probably made things a little bit easier, I guess, for me. But I never came across the police radar for anything negative. You know, a couple times here and there, you know, them might have been pulled over because there was something wrong with my car, or, you know, inspection sticker expired, or it's going 5 miles too fast and they just wanted me to slow down, that kind of thing. One time I got pulled over, this was when I was an adult, but one time I got pulled over because my registration was expired. And so I had to renew my registration right on the side of the road. I wasn't paying attention. It was my own fault. It was the first year I went on a cruise, and I'd been running around trying to get my passport in time because I didn't, you know, I got told relatively close to the date that I was going on this. It was, you know, I was hired to be part of this. And so I was running around doing all kinds of stuff, completely slipped my mind. I'd come back. I was back for maybe a week. It was the beginning of June, and my registration had expired at the end of May. Thankfully, the police officer was somebody I knew, and he was like, listen, if you can just renew it right now and show me the receipt online, you can go. So I was just like, here you go. So, I didn't have a reason for them to have negative interactions with me, but I felt like I could go to the police if there was something that I needed to report. And, you know, there were times that there were, you know, just like any other police department, there were some that I was like, well, I don't really like this person. You know, I'm going to try to avoid this person. But for the most part, I got along great with all of them. And I think if you have that constant interaction with them, you get to see them as people and not just as, you know, a person in a uniform. So I think this will pay big dividends. It's going to be an effort. And it's going to take, as I said before, a balancing of making sure that, you know, you're not depleting resources in other areas. But it's a very important thing. So maybe we can touch upon that a little bit with Council President Burgo on Monday in his final appearance with us as the council president. Because I know that, you know, the narrative here for a lot of callers has been that, you know, he doesn't support the police and he wants to defund the police. And as he said numerous times, none of that is true. That he supports the police department, but that this is something that he wanted to see. More community policing, more community involvement with the police. The police being more than just somebody that you dealt with when there was a problem and interacted with when there was a problem. So maybe we can talk about that with him on Monday if we got time. And I can certainly talk about it with you, 508-996-0500. What I was also thinking today is, many of you know I am, you know, a big fan and I guess I could say, to some degree, protege of the great Art Bell. All those years of him hosting Coast to Coast AM. And then I was the last real host of his final show, Midnight in the Desert. You know, when the new company bought it, they turned it into something that was not even close to resembling what Art Bell did. But I like to think I was the last one kind of doing it like Art did, working with his original producer and all that stuff. But Art had an annual tradition for New Year's where he would ask people to call in with their predictions for what would happen in the upcoming year. And they could be serious. They could be silly. Some of them were doom and gloom. Some of them were tongue in cheek. But he would keep a running list of them. And then on the next year, he would revisit them. And he would either ding them or bong them based on whether or not they came true. You know, and some people were very vague with it. They'd say, there's going to be a natural disaster that impacts a significant amount of people. And he would try to get them to give a little bit more information than that. Because otherwise, when you look back at it the next year, of course, there's going to be some sort of natural disaster. There is one every year. So we can certainly do the same thing. I would love to get your predictions, local, not local, entertainment world, political world, whatever it may be, but your predictions for what will take place in 2026. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And, you know, if we're all still here a year from now, we can revisit them and see what came true and what didn't. Let me get my first break into the morning. We'll go to that. We'll go to the news. And then we can take your calls, 508-996-0500.
Heightened security in New Orleans, a new lung cancer warning for processed foods, and gas prices lower for the holidays.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
New Orleans officials are ramping up security as the one-year anniversary of the New Year's Day terror attack approaches. On January 1st, a man drove a pickup truck into crowds on Bourbon Street, killing 14 people and injuring dozens more. The New Orleans Homeland Security Director said on Monday there will be nearly 800 law enforcement officers downtown and in the French Quarter this week. Officials say lessons from the attack are shaping this year's security with city, state, and federal law enforcement on hand, the Louisiana National Guard also being deployed. The New York Transit Authority announcing the schedule for public transportation for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
If you plan on heading somewhere to ring in the new year, better check the train, bus, Long Island Railroad, and Metro North schedule first. On the trains, Long Island Railroad and Metro North, you'll get extra service for New Year's Eve, but limited service on New Year's Day. Between holiday, regular, and Sunday schedules, depending on what you're taking and when, it's best to check the MTA's app or call them at 511 before heading out. I'm Jacqueline Carl.
Pending home sales surged in November, according to the National Association of Realtors. The number of homes under contract rose 3.3% thanks to lower mortgage rates. Pending home sales increased 2.6% on a yearly basis. The group's chief economist says the data shows home buyer momentum is building, improving affordability, and more inventory helped drive the housing market's best performance in nearly 3 years. Gas prices are dropping as people continue their travels this holiday season. Gas Buddy says the national average is now at $2.75 a gallon, 4 cents lower than last week and 22 cents lower than last month. Experts say falling oil prices is one reason behind the drop at the pump. Beyoncé is now a billionaire. According to Forbes, the global superstar earned the distinction thanks to her ultra-successful Cowboy Carter tour. Forbes reports the tour grossed more than $400 million in ticket sales and another $50 million in merchandise sales. Beyoncé is the 22nd entertainer to join the elite billionaire club and only the fifth musician. She joins her husband, Jay-Z, Taylor Swift, Bruce Springsteen, and Rihanna on that exclusive list. Starting on Thursday, grocery store shoppers in California will no longer be asked if they would like paper or plastic. A new law statewide banning plastic bags will go into effect.
It addresses a major problem in California, and that is that plastic waste is choking our planet.
The ban is the brainchild of State Senator Catherine Blakespear, who says that Californians rarely use the same bag twice. Groceries, convenience stores, food marts, and retailers with pharmacies will only be allowed to hand out recycled paper bags to customers. There's a lung cancer warning for ultra-processed foods. Those foods make up about half of the American diet and include ice cream, salted snacks, breakfast cereals, instant noodles, pizza, shop or restaurant-bought soups, sauces, hamburgers, and hot dogs, as well as sweetened fruit drinks. The World Cancer Research Fund says UPFs, as they're called, have now been linked to lung cancer. It's previously been linked to heart disease and type 2 diabetes. A new study published in the respiratory journal Thorax says that there are more than 2 million new lung cancer cases worldwide each year and nearly 2 million deaths. The new year is fast approaching, and if you're looking for a little luck, Bree Tennis has what should be on your New Year's Eve table.
In China, they eat long noodles and oranges for luck and prosperity. In Germany, you need to eat ring-shaped cakes like donuts for the completion of the year and good luck for the next. You can also eat pork, green beans, and cornbread for wealth, but stay away from chicken and lobster. They're said to be bad luck as they move backwards, and your luck could be lost. And wear polka dots. They're said to bring in good luck, and we can all use a little bit of that next year. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Bees lost to the Flames 2-1 in overtime last night. Bruins are back in Edmonton with the Oilers tomorrow. And the Celtics take on the Jazz tonight in Utah, 9 p.m. tip-off.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Scattered snow showers this morning, starting out in the 20s, turning cloudy and still windy this afternoon, 34. 24 tonight, light flurries tomorrow for New Year's Eve, 29. Sunny on Thursday for January 1st, 29 and 27. Partly cloudy on Friday. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And, you know, my birthday's coming up on Sunday, and I think I might treat myself to a nice, maybe I'll go the full tomahawk treatment, but a nice steak from the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. It is the place to go to get all of your meat. We're talking about high-quality meat, better than what you'll get at the supermarket, cut exactly the way you want it, cut fresh, not sitting around in plastic and styrofoam for who knows how long. We're talking cut right in front of you. Maybe not in front of me. I'm a little short, so I can't see over the case. But definitely right in front of you. And if you are not a butcher shop shopper and you've never been there, just go and take a walk around. See all of the things that they offer. A little bit of everything. A real old school neighborhood market. And you can stop in and get all of your party supplies for New Year's Eve, including your beer and wine. If you just walk downstairs, they've got all the beer and wine you could need. Wines from $5 to $500 and everything in between. So check out the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And as I mentioned, it is my birthday coming up on Sunday, which means I'm getting inundated with emails from all of the different mailing lists I'm on that have asked for your birthday over the years. And, you know, every year I say, I'm going to delete a whole bunch of these. And I never do. I'm going to unsubscribe, and I never do. But one of the things that I've noticed, so I just got one during the news from Longhorn Steakhouse. I haven't been to a Longhorn Steakhouse in a couple of years. I think maybe the last time I was at Longhorn Steakhouse was when I did a live show there with Jackson with Fun 107. Which might have been 2021, 2022 maybe. So it's been a while. And I seem to remember that their birthday perk was always like you get a free dessert or free appetizer or something. And now it's a free dessert when you purchase an entree. And I've noticed that these birthday perks that they give you, it went from being you get something for free to now you get something for free if you buy something else, which, you know, I totally understand. But I'm just saying I've noticed this shift. It happened to me the other day when I got my email from Red Robin. Now, when my son was younger, we used to go to Red Robin all the time. He would play, you know, baseball, basketball, soccer, and, you know, at least once a month after his game, we would go to Red Robin. It was his favorite place. And I remember the birthday burgers then where you just went in and you got a free burger. You went in, you showed them that it was your birthday, you got a free burger. Then that became, well, now you have to have the app. Well, no, then it became you have to have the loyalty club card. You got to show them the card, the Red Robin rewards or whatever it is. You got to show them the card. Then it became, all right, you're not going to carry the card on you. Well, you can show us the app. Now, in order to get your free burger for your birthday, you have to buy something within a certain period of time before your birthday. So if I go in and buy a burger, that will then activate my free birthday burger that I can then go back and get. So I get wanting people to just come in and, you know, there are probably plenty of people like me that would say, you know what I'm going to do on my birthday? I'm going to go around and get all the free stuff I can. I'm going to go see a free movie, go get a free burger, all that stuff. Get a free cup of coffee, whatever it is that they do for your birthday at different places. But is it really like, how often is it me, you know, a guy like me walking in by himself and being like, I'm just here for my burger and I just want a glass of water and no, I don't want anything else. I want a zero bill. Like, first of all, I didn't do that. If I got a free burger, I'd go in and get a beer or soda or something to go with it. Usually because I got to use my card for something in order to leave a tip because I don't usually have cash on me. But most of the time, I think that usually gets used by people who are coming out like with their family. So, yeah, you gave a free burger to somebody, but three other people bought burgers. Or somebody comes in and says, yeah, I'm going to get my free birthday burger and then I'm going to get dessert afterwards because I didn't pay for my burger. You know, you definitely have seen a change in this. I don't even know if they still do free movies for your birthday at the movie theater. So, again, I'm not complaining. I don't really care. But I just thought that it was an interesting thing that, you know, we've changed as much that, you know, now you have to go activate your free burger by buying a burger at Red Robin. Like, that was, like, their big thing. That's what people knew about. Like, oh, that's the place that gives you a free burger on your birthday. Oh, it was the root beer float. That's what I would normally get.
because they have bottomless root beer floats. And I'm a big root beer float person. Not so much anymore, but definitely in those days. All right, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Let me get another break in here. We will be back in a few. Welcome back. And I'll always remember that as being from the soundtrack to the film License to Drive, which I saw somebody posted something the other day. It was like, if Stranger Things was actually cast in the 80s, and it was like, here's who the actors were who would be playing these different characters. And somebody complained. They said, Heather Graham couldn't have played one of those kids in the 80s. She's way too young. I was like, Heather Graham was in License to Drive in 1988. So as a teenager, as Mercedes, which her name was Mercedes just for the joke about driving a Mercedes. But I don't know how much that movie is held up. I haven't seen it in a couple of years, but it was a lot of fun when I was younger. So one of the things that we can discuss this morning as we are heading into the new year, as I said, you know, I'd love to hear your predictions for 2026 and what's going to happen. But if you do make a resolution, I'd like to know what it is. I don't make any because I think, you know, the failure rate on those, I was reading the statistics the other day. It's something like 8 to 12% success rate is what people report with their New Year's resolutions. It's because it's not the best method for trying to institute changes in your life. And it might work for some people, but it was going to work for those people no matter what day they did it. But I'd be interested in hearing any if you have any. 508-996-0500. But maybe your resolution for 2026 is to get yourself some solar panels for your home. Well, why not get them for free? One Massachusetts or Rhode Island homeowner will win a completely free solar system from Isaacson Solar. No purchase is required. No lease or power purchase agreement is needed. No strings attached. The system is valued up to $50,000, and it will be professionally installed on your home at no cost to you. Isaacson will choose a winner on February 2nd, but the only way to win is to enter. Visit Isaacson Solar. Click on the giant Enter to Win button, IsaacsonSolar.com, rather. Click on the giant Enter to Win button and fill out the online entry form. Now, you must be a homeowner in Massachusetts or Rhode Island to qualify. That's the Isaacson Solar free solar system giveaway going on now through February 1st at IsaacsonSolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, IsaacsonSolar.com. And hopefully one of you will win it, and one of you will get that $50,000 value added to your home and then not have to worry about electric bills. So I briefly mentioned the situation that happened in Leominster the other day, that a man was taken into custody after a woman's body was found in a home. Well, it turns out that James Marsh, 64 years old, was arraigned yesterday on several assault charges in connection with the death of his wife. He was arrested last Friday after a four-hour standoff with local police and state troopers. This is from WCVB.com. Police were called to a home at 209 Union Street in Leominster just before 3 p.m. on December 26th following a 911 call. The caller simply said the address of the home before hanging up. When police arrived at the home, they found Ann Marsh, James Marsh's wife, found dead on a couch with a blanket over her body. Marsh was arrested and charged with assault with a dangerous weapon and assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. He was found sitting next to his wife with a gun on his person. And WCVB reports that according to a criminal complaint, James Marsh used a gun to assault Tiffany Beaupre and Ann Marsh, both on December 26th. Now, in this article, it doesn't say what happened to Tiffany Beaupre. It just says used a gun to assault. Does not specifically say shot. Marsh pointed the gun at officers when they arrived, which is what initiated the hours-long standoff. But as WCVB points out, he has not been charged with murder. He is being held without bail pending a dangerousness hearing set for Friday. Now, a lot of times what happens is they can't charge him with murder yet because they're waiting for the official ruling of the cause of death. They're waiting for the state medical examiner's office to say, yes, she died of a gunshot wound. But I think it's an interesting little note that he hasn't been charged with murder yet. We saw that happen locally here where Groom, the man who allegedly killed his pregnant teenage girlfriend, he was only charged with assault at first, not with murder. So it might be something similar in this case as well. But we'll keep an eye on that. I got one more break I got to get in this hour. Let me do that. We'll be right back. All right, we're going to be going in the news when we come